We are going to call the February 26, 2026 Broward County Planning Council meeting to order. Everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Angela, will you please lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. So good morning, everyone. Karen, will you please call the roll?
Ms. Jessica Abramson. Mayor Felicia Brunson.
Here.
Mayor Angelo Castillo.
Here.
Dr. Marady Fernandez. Commissioner Lamar P. Fisher.
Here.
Mr. Adam M. Geller.
Here.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez.
Good morning.
Ms. Ryan Greenberg.
Present.
Mayor Rex Harden.
Here.
Councilmember Denise Appleby Horland.
Here.
Mayor Josh Levy.
Here.
Commissioner Letitia Newbold.
Here.
Mayor Jackie Rayleigh.
Good morning.
Mr. David Rosenoff. Mayor Michael J. Ryan.
Go ahead, Barbara, do you want to say something?
Mr. Rosenoff and Mayor Ryan are online. They can't hear the sound right now, so we're just checking technical. I just want to let you know that's why they're not responding.
Thank you. School Board Member Alan Zeman.
Here.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
Here. Welcome, everybody. We'll get right into it. Ms. Blake Boyd, consent agenda.
Good morning. The only addition to the consent agenda is an additional excuse absence request from Dr. Marady Fernandez. And that's the only additional material.
Excellent.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion from Mayor Castillo and a second from Dr. Zeman. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Ms. Boyd, I believe we want to move R1 to the end of the meeting after PH1 and PH2. Is that correct?
Yes, I would like to just say that there are no, I'll say it when we get to that part. Yes, that's what staff would ask us to, for PH1 and PH2 to be moved before R1.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. No, you're going to move that to the end. We're going to do your reports first.
Right. We still have the council's report and the executive director's
report,
which are very, very brief.
Perfect.
If anything.
So without exception, we'll move that to the end.
Council's report will be very brief because there will be that. I'm going to wait to the end of the legislative session to go over everything because certain things are in flux. And in the interest of time, I will provide the report next month.
Fantastic. You're back to, now we're at R3.
R3 already. Thank you. The only thing I would let everyone know, and I'm sure you've seen the correspondence, we've provided all the draft documents to the public for input for the Broward Next text amendments. And we anticipate the first public hearing at the Planning Council at your April meeting. And so far, they've been out for about 2.5 weeks, and we haven't received any written comments yet. So what I will do is email separately the planning directors from the local governments, just as a reminder, a refresher, and maybe draw their attention to some of the specific incentive-based policies in that email.
I think that's a great idea because the way it went out, it was kind of like, this is where we are, we're going to present. I mean, so I think at really requesting for them to look at it deeply and get
right, a reminder.
Perfect.
So I'll send that
Thank
out.
You.
With that, okay. The public hearing items today are item PH1, a recertification of the City of Fort Lauderdale's text, and a Broward County Land Use Plan Amendment located in the City of Oakland Park, small-scale amendment, 1.1 acres from community use to low-5 residential. Staff recommends approval of each public hearing item, and there are no speakers from the public aside from the applicant agents or local governments for items PH1 or PH2.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move PH1 and PH2.
Second.
We have a motion by Mayor Castillo, a second by school board member Dr.
Welcome to Zoom for Government. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound.
So we have a motion second. Further discussion on PH1 or PH2? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Enter your participant ID followed by you are in the meeting now. There are four participants in the meeting. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6. You are unmuted.
That motion passed. That's great.
Okay, we are now on to item R1. Ms. Blakeboy.
One item I forgot to mention on the consent agenda, part of that is the additional agenda material that you approved. And I should have just briefly mentioned that when we were talking about the consent.
That was part of my motion.
Right, yes, it was part of your motion, but I do just like to mention what we received for the additional agenda material. There was an additional piece of correspondence from the City of Hollywood, a narrative page that had been sent out last week and resent yesterday. And then we provided you the correspondence that we've received from interested parties since the publication of the item. I just wanted to mention that.
Excellent, thank you.
So for our item R1, Andy's going to start the item. I'm going to go to a slide so that he can open the item, and then I'll be making a presentation, and Andy's going to talk about that.
Mr. Morotas.
Yes, this will be a public hearing. It is on really asking for a formal interpretation from the Planning Council. What this process is about, it's a very useful process. We have employed it before, where the staff issues an opinion on that interprets or related to the Broward County Land Use Plan, and a city has a concern with regard to it. Normally, then there is some discussion, but if the staff position stays the same, the opportunity is provided for the city to request that the Planning Council review the matter and determine one of two things: either that the council agrees with the staff interpretation, or if they do not agree with the staff interpretation, if facts comes to light to say, well, maybe, you know, maybe this, it's a little different, you could direct the staff to issue a new opinion consistent with your finding. If this board decides that it agrees with the staff interpretation, the city, in this case the City of Hollywood, is still left with the option of then appealing that to the Broward County Commission. So there's a two-step process. The reason for this is, especially when you're dealing with map issues and things of that sort, the maps are genuinely, when you see it, you see a lot of just colors on a map, but it's at a very granular level, it sometimes can be a little different. So this process is provided so that this Planning Council can make a determination whether they think this is the correct way to go and interpret the plan or not. As I say, there will be a public hearing. Barbara will present her opinion that is the subject of the appeal, or staff's opinion. The City of Hollywood can then be represented by council, I believe, will then present the basis of their request for interpretation, and then the public will have an opportunity to speak. I would remind this council and the public that this is a very limited issue. This is not dealing with the merits of any development. That has no relevance to it, and frankly, a discussion of the merits of the development would kind of prejudice whatever you decide here. It is true. It's kind of very technical. Some might even say a little boring, an interpretation of the map, and whether basically Barbara would describe it as a clerical or Scrivener's error correction. That she issued an opinion on. So we need to keep it limited to that degree. So I'm going to let Barbara speak now, and she will present the basis for her interpretation, and we'll go from there.
Excellent. Before you start, Ms. Blakeboy, Just to reiterate, it is a public hearing. We are going to, Ms. Blake Boy is going to present, and then Hollywood's going to have a chance to present also. And then we'll open it up to the floor for public input. We're going to limit that public input to 2 minutes without exception. Everybody good with that? Okay. Dr. Zeman.
I also, Chair, want to kind of piggyback a little bit on our council's thought that this is a relatively straightforward issue, not about the development and the value of it or not, but really on this one issue of the interpretation of our staff's interpretation of things. And my guess is that it would make sense to limit speakers to speaking on that topic rather than to
absolutely
broaden themselves. So for speakers to stay germane to this, I think they would have to talk, you know, specifically about what's written here in the documents.
Thank you, Dr. Zeman. Okay. Ms. Blake Boy.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Mayor Ryan.
Yes, just real quick, I wonder if council can provide to us the standard of review for making this decision. I recognize it's a narrow issue, but it seems quite contested. And so, it's a horrible picture. Take that down. If it's possible to understand what the standard of review is for this, and again, I realize it's a narrow issue and should not be treated as a trial or a court hearing, but I'd like to understand that. And then to the second point, to my good friend and colleague, Dr. Zeman, I would hesitate to start cutting off speakers. We know the standard for us and what we need to review. It will not prejudice this board, whatever the opinions are of folks out there, but I would hesitate to create that precedent based on a content analysis of what they're saying. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I think it's well taken. This is not a trial. This is not a contested type of hearing. This is the opportunity for this board to hear the evidence, the analysis conducted by staff, and then the counter analysis by the City of Hollywood. And really, I'm not even going to speak to normal legal standard, the preponderance or of evidence or something, although this is kind of basically what it is. You are going to balance all the factors of what you've heard. And as a kind of keeper of the land use plan, you're going to make a determination that based upon everything you've heard, that the interpretation was correct or not correct. And this is it's a tough call because, as you're going to see, there's so many factors went into this. But it's really just how you balance all the evidence and make your determination. Mayor, that's the best way I can describe it. We don't have it set forth in there, but that's the way I would advise each member to approach this.
Thank you.
And Mr. Council, if I can, just one clarifying question on that. I know you're trying to navigate this, but you've referenced evidence on a number of occasions, and I think from what I'm reading in the backup, there was submission that seemed to be focused on evidence. Are we taking any testimony or anything like that? And then I don't know the legal implications other than it goes to the county commission, so I don't know that we really need to worry too much about, like you said, preponderance of the evidence or whatever. But there ought to be some sort of finding, I would think, normally. But anyway, I'll turn to you, counsel.
Yeah, yes, you're going to make there will be a finding, and as I've told everyone, it's a very binary finding. There's no kind of third way. It's either a determination that you adopt the interpretation by staff, or that you're directing staff to come up with a new determination that adopts the position of the City of Hollywood. There's not going to be, you know, separate expert testimony, although in the presentation, I think Mr. Neely is going to present it, and I know Barbara's going to present it, but Dennis has certifications as a planner that would offer that he would be, besides being an expert at the law, he happens to be an expert at planning, and Barbara certainly has that expertise. So, but we're not going to qualify people in the normal sense of that, Mayor. We're just going to allow,
them, the board to get as much information as possible, then make a determination.
Thank you, Andy. Does that answer everything for you, Mayor Ryan?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the indulgence.
You're welcome. Ms. Blakeboy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this microphone, is the volume okay for the audience? They can't hear. Mike, can you turn up this microphone? There we go. Is that better? I'll make sure I lean in. Okay. Okay, thank you. Well, good morning. As Andy gave us this overview of the item, as we stated earlier, this is a request for a formal interpretation from the City of Hollywood as the local governing body for an acre of land located at 1301 South Ocean Drive.
Mr. Chair, I apologize for interrupting. We can't hear well. I don't know if that microphone is working.
Thank you. We're going to try to fix it.
And it may be because I think you were utilizing a cell phone to try to provide sound.
Is this microphone better? Mayor Ryan, is this microphone better?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Perfect.
I do feel like Donahue, I'm just going to say, from the 70s. I don't know.
That's an old.
This is an old reference. That's how old I am, but I just feel.
There's three of us up here to understand the reference.
That's okay. Exactly, after school. Me too. Okay, sorry. Okay, so formal request from the City of Hollywood for this acre of land located at 1301 South Ocean Drive. And the derivative of this is correspondence issued by the Planning Council staff in 2021 and then updated in 2023. In 2021, Planning Council staff's interpretation was that this parcel was designated medium-high 25 residential on the county land use plan, which would permit 25 dwelling units per acre. The updated determination based on research and information timeline that I will present to you was a community designation on the county map. And the City of Hollywood is asking that the medium high 25 determination from the original 2019 correspondence be carried forward. Andy went through the requested Planning Council action. We will restate this again at the end of the presentation. So timeline, just to putting into perspective the Broward County land use plan maps. As you all are the local planning agency to the County Commission for the Broward County land use plan, we often talk about the history of that. And in 1977, the first Broward County land use plan map was adopted. That's a color map. I'm going to show graphics of each of these maps when we get past this page. The map was readopted in 1989. That was after growth management legislation at the state. And that version is often referred to as the blue line version. And you'll see why. It's basically a black and white map with a bunch of lines on it and letters. In December 2008, the blue line map was converted to a GIS, Geographic Information Systems based map. So that was readopted. And in 2017, some of you may recall, we readopted the county plan in its entirety, including the map. And what are we going to say about looking at these maps? I'm going to flash forward, 1977. So you can see that this was a 6-page map. And a couple things to keep in perspective when you're talking about these maps. The urban area, the developed area of Broward County, is 425 square miles. So that's where we see all of the colors, 272,000 acres. And this map, for example, was 1 inch equals 2,000 feet. So that is 2/5 of a mile, so not quite a half a mile. But that is the scale that is on this map. So we see here, and this is going to follow in each of the slides, the general area is a red square at the bottom on the left side and then enlarged on the right side. And this map, many of the maps had a disclaimer about the generalized nature of the Broward County land use plan and that there's many factors that go into the determination. Andy taught me this a while ago, and I like to always say it, but the land use plan maps are a graphic representation of the ordinances that are adopted by the local governing body. So they're a graphic representation of that. Here we go, 1989. This is what's referred to as the Blue Line map. You can see here, same area. We've matched them together over on the right side, general area. So what do we see here? Let me go back to 77 for a second. This area is designated high 50 residential. So there's no different designations here. So that's just, I think, an important point that in 1977, there wasn't anything to figure out except for high 50. 1989, we see the pattern, medium high 25, rec and open space, community facilities, medium high 25. So there's a pattern of those land uses in this general area. Again, a scale of 1 inch equals 2,000 feet. The conversion to the Blue Line map, again, you see the same pattern, medium high 25, recreation open space, community use, and medium high 25. On the 1989 map, just going back to it, there's lines in this area, but it's not clear if they're streets. So it's very difficult to determine the location, but we know the general pattern. 2008, same general pattern. There are representations of the streets in that area. And the adoption of Broward Next 2017, the same pattern, medium high 25, recreation open space, community use, medium high 25. This map, even if it's printed, doesn't have a scale because technology has obviously evolved through the years. So in the 70s and 80s, and I would say even until probably almost 2008, you know, we're measuring pieces of paper where we have it printed. We know it's printed to the scale of 1 inch equals 2,000 feet. In these more modern times, we're using digital tools if we have to measure, measure scale. So, related to this specific property, now we'll kind of get into the details of this and what led to the revision of this 2021 letter. In 2019, there is an email sent from me to a representative of Related Group based on folio numbers, no calculations or other information, just a clip of the land use map with the aerial underneath of it. Fast forward to 2021, and a request is made for a written acreage determination and land use confirmation. And this is something that Planning Council staff issues on a regular basis. It's not uncommon to get these requests. For this request, there was no survey or legal description submitted with the request. It was based on folio numbers. And there's a statement regarding not to be utilized for official purposes unless independently accepted by the local government. Standard language that we put in those types of letters. If you do a calculation, which we're going to get to the graphic in a second, the calculation of medium high 25 residential could result in 112.5 dwelling units. Here we go for the graphics. Here is a clip of the email correspondence that just shows the same pattern, medium high 25, recreation open space, community use, medium high 25. And then this is an excerpt or graphic representation of the correspondence sent in 2021. And you see it's a much larger area because this is going to be basically a unified development, you know, or unity of title where they pull density from other pieces. So you see parcels A, D, and E have a residential designation. And again, this would equate to up to 112.5 dwelling units. The 0.5 matters because if you're using other land, you can sometimes get another unit from that. The same, a reference to the disclaimer, independently accepted by the local government. So we don't hear anything for about 11 months and we have a meeting, you know, maybe some normal correspondence, but nothing to note. And in June 2022, Planning Council staff is in a meeting with the City of Hollywood staff and Related Group and their representative, Bill Zinsenberg. And we're discussing the Broward County Land Use Plan Amendment process, the timing of it, application requirements. That's the intent of the meeting because they're planning on adding density to the development so that they can get 146 dwelling units. And so they need to do a Broward County Land Use Plan Amendment. it's brought to my attention at that meeting that someone from the Hollywood staff is not in agreement with our previous correspondence from 2021. And we put that issue to the side at that meeting because the meeting was about process. And regardless of what the underlying land use was, they were going to need some type of Broward County land use plan amendment to accomplish density. We receive a letter from the City of Hollywood staff about 3.5 months later stating that the city believes that it has a Scrivener's error on its map, and it's requesting that the site be recognized as medium high 25 residential designation. And I'm going to take you through the graphics that were attached on to this letter, because this is what really starts alerting Planning Council staff that we need to do far more additional research than a clip of the map, and you know, far more than the clip of the map. So this is attached to the city's letter, and this is an excerpt of a 2007 map that Planning Council staff didn't have on file, but also it's not really, it shows this, what I believe is to be this site in purple, designated as community facility, but the recreation open space is missing from this map. There's no recreation open space to the east. But this is part of the city's correspondence. Another clip that they've shared with us in this correspondence for a map that was not recertified by the Planning Council shows the same configuration we've been talking about: medium high 25, recreation open space, community use or community facilities use, medium high 25. The next clip that that the city staff shared with us is an excerpt from the Broward County Land Use Plan map. I don't think that this clip is the excerpt from the adopted Broward County Broward County Land Use Plan map, but it's a representation of what's on there. We see the area highlighted. We added the red squares in, you know, for visual purposes. We see the same configuration, and here we see the streets. And this is where we're noticing like a shift in the pattern, and that the county land use plan map could be off a street, because on this map, there are streets. So we start digging deeper, and we go online, our staff goes online, and we look at a clip of the City of Hollywood land use plan map. Because whenever we're comparing maps and we're comparing the county map, we're always using city maps to compare that. It's never the county map on its own. It's all of the pieces, because it's a graphic representation of the intent of the ordinance. So we're looking at what in the county plan says. We do use municipal maps. Municipal maps always have to be in compliance with the, in conformity with the county map. That's how zoning is guided. You know, how do these things make sense? So we see this piece, and now we're researching more. Back to the 1989 map, this configuration, medium high 25, rec and open space, community facilities, medium high 25. The configuration is the same. We can't tell from the 1989 map the streets. We don't know what those lines really are. We went back to like the Marilars. You can't make it out on there. And then the map on the right is the first map. We call it approximately the 1989 map. It's the first map that the City of Hollywood certified after the adoption of the 1989 Broward County Land Use Plan map. So the square around this general area shows the same configuration: medium high 25, rec and open space, community use, medium high 25. We don't have a comparison across the intercoastal. There's no landmark to look at, because how the City of Hollywood's old map was, it was on different pages, going back to the 80s and 90s, and before you know, we had the tools that we have now. So there's different pieces of the city on different pages and doesn't quite match up. So this is part of what our review is. We see the same configuration. There are street names on this map, but they, even in person, are very, they're not, you really can't make them up. So this is where we're counting streets and we're seeing this configuration, seeing what we can figure out. So also in our Planning Council staff files, we have an O2 map from the City of Hollywood that was submitted but never recertified, because I think this is when they were converting from that map I just showed you the clip of to a GIS-based map, and there were lots of errors on the map. There were dozens of errors. We were unable to recertify it because there were too many mistakes. However, what we do see is the configuration in this area, medium high 25, rec and open space, community facilities, medium high 25. They do have streets identified on this map. We're queuing in as staff, from staff's perspective, that there is likely a misinterpretation of where this rec and open space and community facilities piece exists on the generalized county map. Also, another map we have on file in 2010, also never recertified for the same reason the previous one wasn't, but we're seeing the same configuration. There are no street names, but they are identified here. We see medium high 25, rec and open space, community use. Every time I say the community use on the city of Hollywood, we're talking about the 1301 parcel. So this is the queue that we're using for the configuration on the county map. So we go back to our email that we sent in 2019. And we're looking at this with a fresher perspective of, is this making sense? So we're identifying, you know, this isn't how we sent it to the requester. I start labeling it Summit Condo, Harry Berry Park, Hollywood Beach Culture and Community Center. So that green that's over the Summit Condo is also a cue to Planning Council staff that it's highly unlikely, I'm not saying it's impossible, it is highly unlikely that a private condominium has a designation of recreation and open space for accessory residential uses. That is parking that is underneath the Summit Condo piece. So there you see a clean aerial on the right side of the slide. So now I'm comparing, we're comparing, and when I say I or we, it's all Planning Council staff. I have Deanne, Don, Kim. We are, you know, we're into the details of this and trying to find the resources to make sure that we are headed in what direction we're headed in. So we pull just a copy of the condo docs and get the site plan, and we can see here, you see the circular driveway that's underneath the Summit Condo, underneath the medium high 25 and the rec and open space. Then we see on the Hollywood South Beach plat that this area between Azalea and Bougainvillea is designated, conveyed to the city, and that's where Harry Berry Park is. The site plan or the condo doc excerpt is on here. That site is not included in the Summit condominium documents. So at this point that we've done this research, we think we know what the answer is, but we know we need to really be correct on this. So I talked to Andy, our attorney, and I alert him to the issue and, you know, how do we manage this? I think we need to do more research. I think we need to talk to the city of Hollywood. We need to talk to the agent. And we withdraw the letter from 2021 and we say that in order to conduct additional review. So during the next month, we received some correspondence from the representative of the developer. And we have a meeting in December 2022 where Planning Council staff presents what we believe our version, the county version of the map and the intent of the map for this generalized map is. We make that presentation, then the developer asks us as Planning Council staff, they provide another survey and legal description, and that's going to be drilled down to what they would consider a Broward County Land Use Plan Amendment area. That's going to be 3.99 acres. So this is a road label analysis that was provided by Bill Zinsenberg, a representative of the developer. You see on the left, this is the 2007 map that we showed as a clip from the city earlier in the presentation, but they're naming the streets. And we see Azalea Terrace and Bougainvillea, and those are, you know, and then on the map, which is an excerpt of the county land use plan before a correction, and you're seeing the 1301 site between Azalea and Bougainvillea designated medium high 25. Sorry, okay. So we present as staff at the December 1st meeting. This is a revision of what we believe to be an accurate representation of the intent of the generalized map based on the research. And then that's compared to the certified City of Hollywood map on the right side, same configuration, medium high 25, rec and open space, community use, medium high 25. Then this is this was 7 acres, of just over 7 acres, 1.879 acres of residential in this, unified development would permit up to 46.975 dwelling units. And then this is the revised, further revised to 3.99, because this is going to become the amendment area in 2023. Of 3.99 acres, and that's a portion of the rec and open space and the community use at 1301, because they're going to, in March, they propose a Broward County land use plan amendment to modify those land uses to medium high 25 to accomplish being able to have residential development on the 1301 site and to get the density that they are looking for, which at that time we were advised was 146. When the application was filed, it was concurrently transmitted by the City of Hollywood, which is a process that we have where a city manager or mayor can sign a letter, and we were able to start the Broward County Land Use Plan Amendment process, but the city must take a positive action within 4 months of that, or the application is deemed withdrawn. So we've started the review, sent it out to review agencies, and in June of that year, we get a letter from Bilson that says, we're not gonna meet the July 3rd deadline. And in July 3rd, that was the deadline for the 4 months, the application is considered withdrawn. So this is just 3.99 acres to medium high residential, rec and open space, and community use for the 1301 1-acre parcel. And then the right side is just an excerpt from the application. We don't hear anything from Hollywood, anything specific from Hollywood or the developer for a couple of years, almost a year and a half. Get a public records request last year. In October, there's correspondence from one of their representatives to the City of Hollywood staff, which we were sent a copy of. We sent a November 18th response. This is all in your backup materials, and we do have the PDF, and anyone needs a piece of this. And then we all come together in December to meet City of Hollywood staff, Planning Council staff, our attorneys, Broward County Attorney's Office, related group, their representatives. So we all have a Zoom meeting and discuss the disagreement for the January 25th, 2023 Broward County Planning Council staff interpretation letter. We go through the process for the formal interpretation request. And that's where we're at today. In conclusion, Planning Council staff's revision to that 2023 letter based on the historical records, including the generalized Broward County Land Use Plan map configurations, the City of Hollywood map configurations, condominium documents, plats, surveys, and legal descriptions, Planning Council staff concluded that the medium high 25 residential designation that was issued for this parcel in that letter in 2021 was likely an error, and that the configuration of community designation for this designated map was the updated interpretation in 2023. As Andy said at the beginning of the meeting, the requested Planning Council action here today will be to either direct the Planning Council staff to issue a revised interpretation based on the City of Hollywood's request. That would be a final action. Or confirm the interpretation of Planning Council staff from that January 25th, 2023 letter. And then if you confirm that, then that may be appealed to the County Commission per the Council's plan. Per the implementation section of the Broward County Land Use Plan. With that, I will hand it over to, I believe Mr. Mealy is making the presentation. Okay, well, we'll get your presentation queued up. And
thank you. Okay. So can everybody hear me?
Mr. Mealy, good morning.
Good morning. So you can tell why Barbara mentioned Phil Donahue with maps from 1970 and 1980. My name's Dennis Mealy, 200 East Broward Boulevard.
Who is this Phil Donahue? I don't remember.
Young guys like you.
He was on during the day, you were at work. So again, Dennis.
He had a great head of white hair.
On behalf of the city of Hollywood, Hollywood's assistant city attorney who handles land use matters recently left the job and they haven't hired anybody new yet. They're looking. So they asked me if I would help with this item today. So let me start off by saying that every year the Broward County Planning Council sends out a survey to people that do business with the Planning Council to ask, how are they doing? And every year I respond to the survey. And every year after I give them the top grade in every category, then the last thing says, do you have any comments? And here's my comment. And I've said this for the last 5 years at least. I've been coming to the Broward County Planning Council since 1982. And this is the best group of staff and administration that you've ever had. So let me start with that. The fact that we don't tend to agree on this issue doesn't diminish my respect for them in any way. And let me show you my slides.
Thank you, Dennis.
So we started out basically in the same way that Barbara did. By the way, Andy was probably right. This is pretty boring because all I'm going to do is show you maps. I'm not going to talk about the project. I'm not going to tell you what it looks like. I'm only talking about maps. So here's our property with the star on it, between Azalea Terrace and Bougainvillea Terrace. And the one thing I'll ask you to notice as you look at this, all of these streets are basically the same until you get to Jasmine Terrace, because Jasmine Terrace does not run the whole distance from Surf Road to A1A. All the other streets do. So when we go to the later land use maps, we're going to be looking at that Jasmine Terrace again, and we're going to be counting the streets. There's 10 of them, 9 blocks, 10 streets. And we're going to keep showing that. So then we zero in on the property, and you see it very similar to the slide that Ms. Blake Boyd just showed. You've got the Hollywood Beach Community Cultural and Community Center. You see Azalea Terrace. You see Bougainvillea Terrace. A1A is on the left. Surf Road's on the right. And then beyond that, you go to the Broadwalk. So if you go to the Broward County Planning Council website, you'll see the historic maps, the 1977, the 1989, and the one that takes you all the way from 1989 to 2017, because in 2017, that's when Broward Next was adopted. So we look at each of these maps. So we do something very similar to what the staff did. We look at it as a large scale, and then we zero in on it. And so you see, again, our property with the star. I know you can't read the name totally, because some of it's under the brown, dark brown, but it's Azalea Terrace and Bougainvillea Terrace. By the way, I was informed this morning that we are spelling Bougainvillea incorrectly. Not us, the map. Okay, so then the 1989 map. Now, in 1982, I was the city planner for Coconut Creek. That's why I said I've been doing this since 1982 here. By the time we got close to the 89 map, I was the city manager of Coconut Creek. And what happened at the time is the county said the land use plan's been in effect for about 10 years plus. And so cities may have made changes during that 10-year period, and they wanted the cities to send those changes to the county so that if they were substantially consistent with what the county wanted to do, it could be incorporated on the map. So council for the related group has sent in a number of public information requests, and one of those was to see if the city of Hollywood had submitted anything to be included in the 89 map, and apparently they did not. Now, the reason I mentioned when I was at Coconut Creek is we had a whole series of amendments that we had done. We had annexed properties. We had changed the land use on properties. So we submitted an entire package back then, and it was incorporated into this map. I'm not going to show you the Coconut Creek part because it doesn't matter, but I assure you that we submitted our inclusion documents, and they put them in the map. Apparently, Hollywood did not do so. So, again, zeroing in on this map, and you're going to see we're going to use certain reference points. But we believe our parcel on this map is the one immediately south of where it says CF. The problem with that CF is it doesn't correspond to anything. You see that weird angle? Everything in this area are streets basically running straight east and west. So this map, what I always thought about it, is the 77 map was better than the 89 map. It doesn't seem right. Okay, so this is the same slide that Ms. Blake Boy showed you a moment ago, where they were trying to find a reference point across the intercoastal, and you can see it says at the top, it was hard to find the area because there's no reference point. So now we go to, this is 1989 to 2017. So this is doing everything up to the adoption of Broward Next. And so again, you see where we're at when we're looking at it large scale, and then you see when we zero in. Now, remember, we're between Azalea and Bougainvillea, you see that red star, and you look at the last street we're showing, Jasmine Terrace, and you can see what I meant earlier. It starts out at Surf Road, it goes west about halfway to A1A, and then it turns north. And when you see your list